in the chair. Now, suppose your visitors come to eat around the table, and you're standing there. You go ahead and
sit down.
So they went over and
sat down,
and happened to have a meal there. They were just sitting there; they weren't doing anything. So he said, "Go ahead and
help yourself."
But it happened to be broccoli, and they didn't like broccoli. And they didn't want to offend you by telling you they don't like it. They want to tell you as nice as they can that they can't stand the stuff. And so what do they say? Well, I'm sorry. I don't care for it. I don't choose it. I don't like it.
You're asking me something there that I've never run up against.
I hope you don't have to. Easiest way just to eat it and forget about it. If you had the same mood or same food for supper that you had for dinner, you might say, we're going to have
same thing over again.
We're just going to have warmed over, left over.
Warmed over.
You might say the steak was so tough that I couldn't
chew it.
You boil up some cornmeal, you can get
mush.
And if you see, I'm not sure about this. What's hominy?
Hominy is corn that has been prepared for table use. It's still in the whole grain shape, but the outside husk has been removed.
Do you have different kinds of hominy?
They have, we can buy at the store, we can buy hominy grits, which is not too prevalent in this part of the country. You can get by the straight hominy. By pearl hominy, which is grains that have been fractured, that is, they're smaller pieces than the whole grain.
Mm-hmm. They don't have big hominy, though.
They don't call it that.
They call it big. Or hasty pudding?
Sir?
Hasty pudding?
No, sir.
Kush?
No, sir. What is that, by the way?
Another word for mush, as near as I can figure out. Things like carrots, peas, corn, general term for these.
Vegetables.
You would never call that sap?
No, sir.
You grow vegetables out back in your
vegetable garden.
And you got a leather jacket, and somebody said, that's imitation leather. You said, no, it isn't. That's
genuine leather.
What would you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
What kind? The best kind?
Well, we usually use a maple syrup of some form or other, but then she has made a pound sugar and water syrup and flavored it with maple
like
flavor.
Better than maple myself. What kind of tree do you get maple syrup from? I mean,
we call it hard maple.
Hard maple. And they grow in where they'd be taking the sap out would be a maple.
Maple grove.
You wouldn't call it sugar bush.
No, sir.
You might spread some stuff on your toast for breakfast in the morning. It might be blackberry
jam or jelly. Either one.
If I had a dozen oranges and you wanted one, you'd say, please give...
Give me one?
Or, using the word orange in the sentence, please give me...
Give me an orange.
We want to distinguish between boys. We say, it's not those boys, it's...
The other boys.
It's not these boys, it's... I said it backwards. Not these boys, but we don't mean these boys, we mean...